So welcome to my presentation about AMD Platinum status in Coreboot. How many of you know what Coreboot is? Okay, so mostly you know what it is. So just for those who don't know, it is an open source firmware framework that allows to replace the vendor BIOS with own custom firmware implementation. And my name is Michał. I'm a firmware engineer at FreeMDev. You can find me on those social medias. Those small icons are a hyperlink, so you can contact me via those medias. And basically, I am a PC Engine's platforms maintainer in Coreboot. I also am responsible for Boswell SoC support. And yeah, I have recently become one of the 36 Coreboot developers, which are officially privileged to merge patches. And my region of interest is mainly security solutions and advanced hardware features, enablement, analysis, etc. So I would like to talk about some first about definitions, like some AMD components present on there. Processors, just to know the terminology I will use during the presentation, and I will briefly describe the history of AMD and Coreboot cooperation throughout the recent 10 years or so, and we'll also talk about the current development of newest SoCs and talk about the current status of platform maintainership. So, a few terms that you need to know just to keep with me with the presentation and what I will be talking about. So, first term is EGISA. It's AMD generic encapsulated software architecture, which is a bunch of code or a blob, depends, which is responsible for the siliconization mainly. There is also a CMAX. It's an older version of SoftBridge initialization code, which was later merged into EGISA, which I will also mention later. FCH, it's a Fusion Controller Hub. So it's kind of a new generation of AMD sub-bridges. It's almost like the same as Intel changed their ICH, IO Controller Hub, into PCH, which is a Platform Controller Hub. So it's like equivalent migration. And PSP, Platform Security Processor. It's an equivalent of Intel ME for on AMD processors. And it's also responsible for some cryptographic operations, security, CPU bring up in some part. And yeah, when it comes to the EGISA, it's also an equivalent to Intel FSP, just to compare. Yeah, and there is a very complicated code name and microarchitecture naming, code naming. And yeah, I will not dig too much inside this topic. I will just refer to Wikipedia or something like that. So the beginning of AMD cooperation with Coreboot began around 2007-2008, where AMD contributed the EGISA code that supported some Family 10 processors, some Geode processors. So what was this code responsible for? Mainly it was processor memory, the hypertransport initialization. Hypertransport is the interface that links, for example, multiple sockets, multiple processor sockets on the mainboard. There was also the SoftBridge initialization, the CMAX, which supported a few of these chips I have listed here. There were mainly three chip solutions, like there were CPU, there was some NorthBridge, and there was the SoftBridge. These are currently not available in the master branch, but if you look at the older tags of Coreboot repository, you can find those. They were dropped because they were very hard to maintain. Like, this was pretty old architecture, and for example, there were no memory type range registers, and the memory had to be set up through some non-common way. And there was problems with some clean caches RAM setup. Caches RAM is a temporary memory solution on x86 processors. And for example, there was code that initialized, for example, 500 megabytes of memory just temporarily, and later we will fix it. Yeah. So there was a bunch of places like that, and yeah, the community decided to drop this support because it was holding back the whole project. And the example products are, for example, PC Engine's Alex.